Well, hello, I'm Doug Apple, back with another very special interview for you today. I have an artist guest in the studio with us today, and it's Lyrical Lynn.
Yes, good day.
Yes, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
And you have a new EP out?
Yes, I do, and I am so excited about it. It's entitled I Won't Hold Me Back by Lyrical Lynn. And I encourage everyone to get them a copy. It's going to be it's a really amazing.
And you wrote the songs.
Yes, they're all original music. It's about my journey. And really, it's an encouraging set of songs, really inspirational music, all about staying encouraged and motivating yourself and staying true to God and also staying true to yourself. And it's really, I would say it's inspirational songs for musicians. As a musician myself, and as a writer, many times we get songs downloaded. And sometimes you wonder, okay, if these songs are for us or is it songs to share to the masses? And so I've picked songs that I believe that both speak to myself as well to the listener, and I'm sure it's going to be a real blessing.
Well, there's so many things you just said there that require follow-up questions.
Yes.
But I need to, first of all, remind our folks that you're going to be in concert this Sunday at Honey Lake Church.
Yes, I am. I will.
And that starts at 11 o'clock this Sunday. And you can see more information, or if you've never been to the Honey Lake Church on the beautiful Honey Lake Plantation.
It's a beautiful place.
HoneyLakeChurch.com is the website. And Lyrical Lynn, some of you might say, I recognize that voice, but I never heard of Lyrical Lynn. alias Lily Forbes.
Yes.
And so we have Lily, or Lyrical Lynn. That's your artistic name and the name on the EP.
Yes.
And so you said this, the name of it is I Won't Hold Me Back, which is an interesting title because usually it's somebody else won't hold you back.
Yes.
But I won't hold me back. But then you said, and this is where I want to follow up on, you said stay true to God, and I understand that, and stay true to yourself, and I understand that. But then I wonder where those two parts intersect, because they might not necessarily be the same thing. So talk about that for a little bit.
Okay. Well, staying true to yourself, I believe God has given each of us, whether we've been given gifts or talents, and a lot of times we may struggle with who we are in Christ, who we are with the gifts that He's given us. And once you recognize who you are and who He recognizes you as, stay on that course and constantly reaffirm that I am everything that God has told me I am. I am strong. And I can do all things through Him. And in staying true with His word, you're staying true to yourself as well. And so the song, one of the songs on the album is called One True. And it's about the story that He's written. He's written your story. And if you understand the story He's written for you, you can stay true to that. And it's just a reminder, like, you know, God of my heart, my one true love. And He's constant. And so it's just a song to remind you, or to remind myself when I was writing it, that He is that one true. And I, in that, I stay true to myself and be consistent with who I am.
Amen. Well, so let's go ahead and hear that song right now. Here's Lyrical Lynn with One True. the song One True by Lyrical Lynn. And Lyrical Lynn, also known as Lily Forbes, is in the studio with us here today. And she's going to be in concert this Sunday at Honey Lake Church. She's going to be leading worship. Starts at 11 o'clock, and then she'll be going into a concert, including some Christmas songs and including songs from this new EP, which is entitled I Won't Hold Me Back. Mm-hmm. And Lyrical Lynn, you talked about writing your own songs. You talked about this download, that sometimes you just feel like something gets downloaded into you. Now, I don't get songs downloaded into me, but I write things for radio and devotionals and teach classes, and I know what I experience anyway, where all of a sudden it's like out of the blue. There's a complete message.
Yeah.
I've got to write that. I've got to produce it. I've got to get it on the radio. I've got to post it. I got to get it out there.
Yeah.
Well. But here's the thing, and here's where I want you to dive in. First of all, to describe your own experience of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, because you'd say, oh, well, you know, that's a uniquely Christian thing, right? And yet, you've been around the artistic community long enough that you've run into people who certainly weren't Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they'll still say the same sorts of things. You know, I woke up in the morning and I had that whole song. Or Stephen King. All of a sudden, I woke up in the morning and I had the idea for this great, bloody, grisly, gory, demonic novel. And you say, wait a minute. If God's doing the downloading, then that's understandable. But the artistic and creative people almost universally seem to understand this inspiration, or some have called it the muse.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your chance to wax eloquent.
Woo.
On the download.
Well, it's a play on words, of course. If we're trying to retrieve something from the internet, like an MP3, you say you download it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times in my meditation, or if I'm just praying, or I might be just simple thing as looking outside, and all of a sudden I'm reaching out to God or reaching out to the Holy Spirit, and there is word, there is music, there's sounds that come to me, and I use the term download because I'm retrieving that, because he's sending it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in my way of retrieving it is to download. So mm-hmm. I would say, you know, it's kind of a flip. Yeah, he downloads it or I download it. But I'm really retrieving the sound and the lyrics that are coming from the Holy Spirit. And I don't know how else to express it except, you know, it is a play on musical, a play on words as far as the word download.
And I
just call it to retrieve. You're retrieving that sound, you're retrieving that word, you're retrieving, that message. And once you have it, you can also send it out. You
mm-hmm.
can keep it for yourself. And, what you do with it, it's really, important. And sometimes, he just wants you to, just experience him privately, but then he also says, hey, I need you to pass this on. So we download music every single day. We download information all the time. He's constantly sending things to us, and we're getting things from everywhere, and sometimes we have to send it out ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I use the play on words, download.
Oh, no, that's great. And then, so do you get songs completed, or it's probably different?
It all depends. A lot of the songs that are on this EP, actually, I received some of them right after we built our home back in 2009. After we had a fire, we lost our home, and sitting in one of the rooms, I took out my guitar and I'm just looking out the window in this wonderful canvas. It's sunny, and all of a sudden these songs start to pour, and I just start playing the guitar, and I'm like, "Wow, Lord!" And so, in one instance, like the song Come In, that song came right at me. And he was just really, at that time, encouraging me not to lose sight of my faith, not to lose sight of him. And coming out of the rain, let me dry your tears. Because, you know, when you lose something as important as a home, and you're sitting right in the midst of that, and something new that he gave you, it's kind of like a reminder, like, I haven't forgotten you. I'm still here with you. So he just wrote that letter, and I was like, I downloaded it.
Mm.
and I started playing on my guitar. And then the other case is where I might be sitting in a service and the word that is spoken inspires me and I start writing. And from there, I might sit at a piano or I might just pick up my guitar and the words will tell me or the words will inspire me and the music will flow with that. And sometimes I just get a melody. I might be driving. One of my former, from my one of my other albums, Created to Worship, the actual song Created to Worship, I was driving my car. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the melody, it almost tortured me all, in a sense. And I froze and I had to pull over.
So, get out the phone.
I
wasn't record it.
Actually, I ran to one of my friends and I'm like, we have to work on this song. And we worked on it. And it just happens sometimes. And it's so random sometimes how God does stuff. But it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of that creative process.
That's that creative process, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the song Come In. So yes. I guess let's just go ahead and hear it. Another new song from Lyrical Lynn off her new EP, I Won't Hold Me Back. Here's the song Come In.
Coming out of the rain, let me dry your tears. Welcome to my kingdom, welcome to my peace. Let me take your burdens, let me lighten your load. My yoke is easy. I bid you come in. You who are weary, heavy laden. You who are suffering. You who are burdened. I'm right here. For you, come on in. to my peace.
That's Come In from the EP I Won't Hold Me Back by Lyrical Lynn, who is in the studio with us. And it's kind of the Lyrical Lynn radio special. And she is going to be at Honey Lake Church this Sunday at 11 o'clock, leading worship and then putting on a concert. And you can see more information at honeylakechurch.com. And Lyrical Lynn, you did mention something about a house fire, and then you talked about some of the trials and things that you've gone through, and we're going to dive back in. We got one more song we're going to play called Healing Song here in a little bit. But before we go to that, I want to bring up something that you mentioned earlier, and that is talking about the gifts or the gift or what you have received from the Lord. And the reason I bring it up is because in your case, you're a singer, you're an artist, you're a songwriter. And in the church, as well as in the world, that's one of those easily identifiable gifts. I mean, some people can just sing, and so they get noticed early. People pick up on that early. Then they keep asking you to sing. I imagine people have been asking you to sing since you were, you know, since you can remember.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing that song, you know. So that's one of those that just gets bumped up on the scale of recognition early in someone's life. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, you're also in education and you've worked with children. And meanwhile, there are some kids, they might be listening right now, or there might be parents of such children. They don't have such a recognizable gift. Maybe they don't even know what it is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in the church, people think, well, there's the preacher, there's the worship leader, maybe a teacher. And gee, I'm not one of those three. I guess I don't really have a part in the kingdom. Or some people even conclude, especially young people, I don't even have a part in the world. I've got nothing. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
As an educator, I recognize each of my students. Everyone has their own talents, things that they're really good at doing, and they can do it without any effort. For instance, if they pick up something, what do they do with their hands that is so simple and so easy that you're like, wow, how did you do that? How did you think about that?
Well, lose your train of thought, but my example is I have a grandson now who organizes everything.
There you go.
He's 2 years old, and if you put a bunch of things in his hands, he's going to line them up.
Yes.
I came home the other day, and we have I have 9 grandkids. So, and they're all 6 and under. So my whole driveway is full of these writing toys now. And, but if Dustin's been there, I'll come home and they'll be lined up like a car show.
Yeah.
It's just what he does.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, with my nephew, when he was younger, I realized his hands, he was really, it took him, he really loved to tap on everything, and he was very, very good with his hands. And so when I recognized that, I say, well, let's see. So I put a pair of drumsticks in his hands, and I realized that he could follow the rhythms really easy. And I started to teach him different simple little rhythms, and he was able to follow. And translating that to my classroom, we get the students that may not want to do anything with music, may just want the grade. They place them in there. And my job is to pull that talent out, of course, because we're trying to get a recital on or a concert. But there are students that just aren't the ones that are going to get in front of a microphone. So what do I do with those students? So my job, I look at what I focus on what that child does naturally. Mm-hmm. If I ask them a question, I kind of just give them leading questions, for instance, tell me anything about a color. If you had to describe a color, or, all right, if you see this one item in your hand, how many ways can you transform that item? And sometimes we do it with movement, and what can you create out of the air? Mm-hmm. Or I have them recycle a whole bunch of stuff. And out of that, I recognize artists, those that can draw really well, or those that can just build. And next thing you know, we have those that are constructing our stage, our set.
Right.
And the ones that are easy, they're very good leaders. For instance, anything they say when they open their mouth, somebody listens. And so instead of saying, oh, be quiet, I was like, well, no, let's pull that out of them. Let's see how we can direct or redirect that particular talent Oh, yeah. We're talking. So, if you see something that is really easy for a child to do, you can cultivate that mm-hmm. and turn it into something that will benefit them, benefit your family, benefit the kingdom. And it's really as simple as that child that's very talkative. Give them a task. That mm-hmm. child that moves around, doesn't know how to sit still. All right, have them get up and probably follow you around and take notes. But there's so many things that you can do. It's just taking that time and really analyzing that child and seeing what do they do naturally. Mm-hmm. What it takes them no effort to just pick up a pencil and start scribbling. You see that doodler? That doesn't mean they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. It means that they're taking in information a different way. Hmm. So how do we cultivate that and so forth? So I think that's how you can pull the talents out and use it. And everyone has a gift. Everyone has a talent. It's just a matter of recognizing it and creating a platform. One of the things that we do fail at in our community is having enough platforms for our children and our students to mm-hmm. perform. And not just on stage as singing and in the art, but the platform itself for them to express themselves. If you give them that platform, whether it's at home, the garage, right. their room, or even in church or at school, you just give them that platform. And if someone says, yes, you can do it with guidance, mm-hmm. they will take off and you'll be amazed at what your child can accomplish just by saying yes with guidance.
That's a great thing about the platform, because you see in America and probably the world, I guess, we have great platforms for athletics mm-hmm. and music mm-hmm. and maybe to a lesser degree speaking.
Yeah.
And then the platforms plummet downhill pretty fast. Writing might be in there somewhere.
Right, somewhere in there.
Maybe a little photography or something, still in the creative arts. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of opportunities there, but I guess it's the parents' burden and then the church's burden to observe and identify.
Yeah, the organizer could be an engineer. Mm-hmm. Just never know. He likes to stack things. Like, ask him, hey, what do you think about buildings, you know? Let's see what you can do when you stack all that stuff together. What can you make out of it? Mm-hmm. Again, what can you do with your hands? You know, mm-hmm. God has given that. When he puts something in your hands, what are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. Can you multiply it? Are you going to keep it the same? So I think it's just putting the task and putting the things in our children's hands to do. And it comes with consistency as well. If we start with one thing, oh, that was cute. Mm-hmm. And then we stop. But of course, if we are consistent as a community and put the things in our children's hands, even the things as far as giving, there's so many community based organizations or community events or things that, you know, where if children start to volunteer early doing for others, put something in their hands for them to give to someone or to use to create something else for someone else. It creates a heart of giving. And also it pulls that creativity out of them as well, because they're not just thinking about themselves. A lot of time we get consumed in ourselves, especially on our phones today. It's even if we're talking to someone, it really is. We're just in ourselves. We're in this little box that we've created, and we have to start pulling our students out of that or our children out of that. Mm. And so when they recognize the world, hey, the world's still there, but it's not just in this little box that's called the phone or the computer or the television. Pull them out of that, you know. Take them on a walk and say, hey, what do you see? You know, what can you do with this? And just challenge. A lot of times we're not challenging our children anymore. Mm. So it's just redirecting.
Yeah.
And you pull it out of them.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, sometimes, because now I raised my four kids, but now I'm in grandfather mode. But yeah, I'll do things like, here's the problem. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And then, of course, sometimes even my wife's over there going like, just do it. Just fix it for them. I mean, right now I've got a bicycle with a chain off, a little tiny, you know, 2-foot bicycle.
Yeah.
And I've got a grandson in mind who's talk about, observing. He's very mechanically oriented.
Yeah.
He's always trying to figure things out. He has a twin sister, and it was funny because they were, 2 years old, and he had a straw that had come out of a cup or something. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to him, and I said, well, put it back. So he very quickly, and, you know, it's obvious for an adult, but a child, you know, to look and see the hole and know the straw is to go in the hole and to make your hand go toward the straw to hit the hole. And he did it.
Yeah.
And then his sister then saw that, pulled hers out, and there was no way in the world she was getting that straw back in there. So anyway, do things. He likes to help Papa. Yeah. And I'm going to get him out there with that bicycle mm-hmm. and that chain. I'm going to say, well, the chain's off the bike. What do you do?
Yeah.
Of course, he'll get dirty and he'll That's mess okay. around. He won't know how to do it. And then I'm going to show him yeah. and he'll absorb it like a sponge.
Exactly.
And from then on, he'll know how to get a chain back on a bicycle.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to get them dirty. That's the yes. thing. We're afraid that they get a cut or they get a germ. If they don't, they can't build up immunity and they don't become better at it if they don't get their hands dirty. You put a child, it's only 3 years old. We shouldn't put him in the kitchen. Well, if you're there, they won't get burnt. However, right. teach them how to cook, and next thing you know, you have an amazing chef.
Exactly.
Just put him in there. My nephew cooks, and he loves it. He's been doing it for a long time, and his biggest thing is cooking for mommy on her birthday. Nice. And he loves that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. you just never know. Put it in their hands, and they'll do something with it. You cultivate that. And
it'll be amazing. People are thinking, you're making children sound so delightful.
They are. That's why I've been an educator for so long. I just love to see what they come up with, and I love challenging them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have so much in their brain to come out. Just let them do it.
So you have one of those gifts that we talked about being more easily identifiable, mm-hmm. and that is singing. And I'll remind our listeners, we're talking with Lyrical Lynn, and she's going to be in concert this Sunday at Honey Lake Church starting at 11 o'clock. She'll lead worship and do a concert. You can see the details at honeylakechurch.com. So once someone has identified their gift, even if it's one of those easily identifiable gifts, I imagine that you were noticed to be able to sing well at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And you still, though, here's the thing. Yes, you can sing, and so can a million other people.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, there's 100 million who can't.
That's a lot.
But there's a million who are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard of 12 of them. So you have a gift. We all have gifts. We have gifts. And like the parable of the talents that Jesus told, he gave it to you and he wants you to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how have you and how are you and how are you going to continue to grow your gift?
Wow. Well, it started with the yes, accepting that you do have a gift,
mm-hmm.
but just because you have it doesn't mean you don't cultivate it and you don't train.
Right.
It takes the simple thing as taking care of your body, because that is your instrument.
Mm-hmm.
People ask, what instrument do you play? My voice.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how is that? And I was like, well, theoretically speaking, you have a voice box, mm-hmm. and you can compare it to a guitar string.
Mm.
So when sound flows or when air gets into something, it flutters and it creates vibration. So I go through that with some individuals just to explain to them why my voice is an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I have to tune it. So I have to wake up early enough that I'm hydrated, drink the water.
There's some singers listening right now. Their ears are
Come
really
on, singers.
Perking up.
Yeah, and I have to be careful what I put in my body. You know, that's a spiritual thing as well. Be careful what you put in, because what comes out, it can be affected,
mm-hmm.
you know. And of course, breathing. You have to do your breathing exercises and the way you breathe. You know, a lot of people, there's a certain way people think you're supposed to breathe, but then as an artist or a singer, we have a special that we have to breathe to allow our voices to last longer, especially within phrases. And
only when you're singing, you're talking about.
No,
or all day long.
All day. It's supposed to become something that is part of you, like a runner. If you're not running every day, you're going to lose momentum. And then all of a sudden, it's not as easy to run 10 weeks or 2 weeks from now, or even the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be consistent with it. It's all about consistency.
Is this a secret breathing tip you can share on the radio, or it requires training?
And, you know, inhale through your nostrils, and make sure when you inhale through your nostrils, you relax, you know. And when you inhale, everything expands. Your lungs expand outward.
Mm-hmm.
And your stomach also expands outward.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you exhale through your mouth like you're blowing through a straw.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, you know, about 5 minutes every day, you know, at a time.
And what's the value of in through the nose, out through the mouth?
Well, the air goes directly up the nostrils, and it's, well, in plain terms, without having to have someone in front of me, if you're inhaling through your mouth, there's a whole lot more elements that could enter, and it's not as focused. But when you inhale through your nostril, that air is directed and it's focused directly to where it needs to go. Versus, and you're taking in as much as you need. Mm-hmm. When you inhale through your mouth, you're taking in a whole lot more than you actually need. Mm. And sometimes, you know, that can cause some other issues. When you're running, your throat can dry out a whole lot easier when you inhale through your mouth. When you inhale through your nostrils, your mouth is closed, so it's not as dry.
Hmm.
That's one way to look at it. And there are all different theories that are out there, but that's the easiest one that I can translate on air.
So more protective or healthy for the voice box.
Yes, it's more healthy for your voice box. Yeah, there's a whole lot of other technical things I can go into. and as far as what I eat... Yeah, there's just certain things as singers that we just don't, we have to be careful.
Like coffee?
Well.
Okay. Moving right along. I just said that because it, say, caffeine dries you out, they say.
Yeah, it can, but you want to stay hydrated. So if you're going to drink a cup of coffee, drink 2 glasses of water.
Mm.
So it's just a ratio.
But Lily, coffee has water in it.
Yeah, but it's concentrated water. You want the natural sky juice.
Yes.
You want the river water. You just want the natural stuff to keep you hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
If you're all hydrated, you could sing for a very long time. You could speak for a very long time. Coffee, yeah, you know, it does. It might keep you awake for a little bit, but then you crash later. Mm. So that water helps to rehydrate you, regenerate your body early in the morning, midday, and probably 30 minutes before you go to sleep.
Mm.
So
you don't just suck down a glass of water before you sing that night.
No, you sip water, room temperature. You don't want to do cold water either.
All day.
Yeah, room temp. I recommend room temperature water.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water can, you know. Again, you're thinking about a string. If you put ice on a string, it breaks easier.
I knew a tenor singer named John Starnes.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the pilot and singer for Jimmy Swaggart back in the heyday.
Yeah.
But I saw him at a concert one time, and he was sucking down the ice water. And I wondered if it was because being a tenor singer, if he was trying to like... tighten up the cords or something.
No, it's to each his own, actually.
Yeah.
You have to, and the main thing is know your body.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know your body. You have to know your limits.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can drink cold water, have no issues. Some people that have sinus issues might need, instead of drinking the cold water, they need the room temperature water. I deal with issues with sinuses and asthma. I also have vocal nodules. And again, that comes from over time of stressing the voice, of teaching, talking a lot, then singing and leading worship, traveling, probably not sleeping well, things like that. And lessons learned. I've learned those lessons the hard way. So when I teach them, I know what I'm talking about. But again, it's know your body, know your limits, take care of your body, because everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can garf down that donut right before they get on stage. And some people, well, that sugar will create a whole lot of mucus in their mouths and they have to constantly swallow. And then it, you know, interferes with that one little phrase that could have been perfect, but... because of that extra mucus drainage, because the sugar that they just had, or the milk in the coffee, or the orange juice, you know.
It's really taking it to the... Here's the thing, the parable of the talents. You know, if Jesus gave you one, make it two. If he gave you two, make it four. If he gave you five, make it 10.
Yes.
And here's the thing, in the parable of the talents, that story, like all stories, has a, you know, beginning, middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
But life just keeps on going. So I think that if God gave you five, you make it into 10, and then you make it into 20, and then you make it into 40. I don't think you ever stop until you kick the bucket, that you keep improving, you keep growing.
You have
to. Here you are, and you've got this new EP out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is your chance as we wrap up our time together to talk about the EP and then maybe what you're doing to even taking your own artistry skill gift set to the next level.
Yes. Well, again, this EP is entitled I Won't Hold Me Back. And it really speaks to the artist of not making excuses for why you haven't moved to the next level. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we take our time, and yes, you have to cultivate, you have to train, but then you also need to say, hey, now it's time for me to take that step out of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And if someone doesn't like it, that's okay. You love it. You know, the Holy Spirit gave it to you. God gave it to you. Put it out there. They won't know who you are unless you introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to do that yourself. And it's just a matter of shaking a hand. But if you never make that first step, you just never know what would happen.
Mm.
And you might want to meet the masses, but to get to the masses, you probably need to meet one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
So you reach one person at a time, and every person that you meet, someone tells someone else. And it's just a simple thing as not making excuses for why you can't move forward. Which again leads to how I plan to. I've been with my sister, Elismo Jumelo, the Johnson sisters, for many, many years, and we were also known as the twin sisters, twin singers. And
because you are twins.
We are twins, and we've been singing for over, we're close to a long time, over 15, 20 years singing together. And this is my first solo album where it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do I separate myself from my sister without separating myself from my sister? I have my own identity. I have my own music, my style mm-hmm. of writing. And so I've decided within the identity of a twin, I have my own identity. Let's take my music and let me introduce myself for the world mm-hmm. as that's individual. And so I start talking to friends, and I get with my band, Just Us and Counterboard, and we get together and we wrote. And then we just started telling people, like, hey, you know what? There's some new music out here that would encourage you.
Mm.
I love positivity. I love giving people another door to go through, another perspective. And in my music, it's a different perspective on how to look at the world, how to look at yourself, how to look at God through this music. And it's about love. It's about healing. It's about the kingdom of God and how I see it. And so I want to send that message out. I may not be able to be on the pulpit preaching every day, but I can speak through my music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a website, www.lyricallyn.com, where I share the stories. And you can see pictures and songs. I work with children, and you'll see some of the things that I do in my talents. And then, of course, I get on social media, let people know, hey, there it is. And I plan to travel a little bit, but I really want to write for different artists, people that don't have the songs or don't have the music, but I have an entire archive.
Mm.
And that's how you get the word out there. It's not necessarily being on the track yourself,
right.
Being on mm-hmm. the stage. The music can get out if you just offer it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I plan to do it. And like I said, the songs, when I speak about home, one of the songs on the album, it speaks about my culture, my island, St. Martin. Of course, we just went through a devastating hurricane. And the song is an ode to all islands or all countries that are surrounded by the sea, how they connect together, the sky and the sea connects together. And there's always a longing to be home. Just as Christians, we long to be with our Savior. We long to be home. So they're all metaphors, and it's a different perspective on how I look at the world, how I look at God, how I look at music and people. And it's all coupled into this one little EP. And
how can people get their hands on it?
You can get your hands on it, of course, when you visit my website, www.lyricallyn.com. It'll also be available on iTunes.com, CD Baby. We're in the process of getting them onto the different online streaming. It's on YouTube. I have a few of the live versions of the songs you can find on my on YouTube, Lyrical Lynn Music, or my Facebook page, Lyrical Lynn, when you visit that. So all the mainstream places, once you type in Lyrical Lynn, and Lyrical stands for, of course, I'm a lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer, songwriter, and Lynn, of course, that's my name. When you go on there, and it'll take you anywhere, you'll find the music, and it's a joy. This is one of my favorite projects that I've brought out on my own. I mean, I've done at least 7 albums between my sister and I, and featured on different artists, but this one is really, really special because it's me on the papers, me on the in the music, and it's me and God, our little journey together, like healing song. As I said, I've had nodules, and at one point back in 2008, we had just came out with the Created to Worship album, and we were touring, and at the end of the tour, I had to stop, you know, and that's one lesson, again, another lesson. I had to stop, and then I realized as a teacher, I went to my, I had a vocal coach, yes, but I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and it's like, well, I went for one thing and found that I had nodules, and so I had to make some real choices, and so I had to, I thought I would stop singing. But I went and I went to voice therapy for some months, and then I had to make some choices. It's either you're going to sing or you're going to teach. And because we recognize that as a teacher, we strain our voice. And so I had to make a couple of hard choices. But for a while, I could not. I stopped touring and I stopped writing. And then me and God just got together. And I was like, all right, Lord, you've given me all this music, all these things that you want me to share with the world. And he said, yeah, I've given you some of them, but some of it is for you. And he said, I'll let you know when it's time to put out the ones I want you to give to the world. And right now we're living in a world where people are searching for and their faith, they're lingering, they're wavering, and Healing Song is a song about that journey. There's several characters in the Bible. I call them characters, of course. There are people in the Bible that experienced Christ in different ways. And they didn't let anything stop them from getting their healing, getting to Jesus, or receiving what his promises were. And this song specifically is about their stories. So they didn't let anything stop them. And then, of course, Come In, it's about not forgetting your faith and be reminded that he did give us a savior, and don't listen to the things that are being said in the world. Your experience with him is important as the testimonies that you hear, but just because someone might be experiencing God in one way doesn't mean you're not experiencing him as well. You know, it's not that cookie cutter way of the way the world shapes our faith. You know, your personal relationship with him is the important thing. And so these songs speak about your personal experience and how you can experience God in your way. And it still counts. It's still okay. So again, visit my website, lyricallyn.com, or you can visit me on Facebook on my fan page, Lyrical Lyn, or go to YouTube, Lyrical Lyn Music. And, you can find me on Spotify. You can find me, pretty much anywhere that you type my name in. Or if you know me as Lily Forbes, L-I-L-I Forbes, I'm on Facebook as Lily Forbes. That is my, I would call it my professional name, I guess. Then I have my artistic name, Lyrical Lyn, you know.
And just your friends.
And my friends, you know. Ask my friends about me.
Yeah, ask your friends what they call you.
Yeah, tell them. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, you're going to be at Honey Lake Church this Sunday at 11 o'clock. And you got some friends over at Honey Lake?
Yes. Yes, I got some. I got Pastor Kenny, and I'm going to be seeing a whole lot of wonderful Joni Elder. I can't wait to see her. I'm bringing my live band. It's going to be real special. It's kind of like an acoustic feel. I'm going to be playing guitars, rare moments to see me actually play guitar through an entire concert. You don't get to see that often.
Wow.
But some of my real special friends will be there, those that helped me with the album, Healing Song, my friend Michelle Waller. She'll be there playing guitar. It's going to be amazing to see her there. I'm really excited about it. And so come on out to Honey Lake on Sunday. It is going to be a real wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah. And you can wear your nice new winter clothes while you're...
Oh, yeah. Dress warm, please.
It's going to be cool, but beautiful at Honey Lake Church on the beautiful Honey Lake Plantation. You can see the website, honeylakechurch.com, for directions and information. That's this Sunday at 11 o'clock with Lyrical Lyn, her new EP, I Won't Hold Me Back. And we thank you for spending your time with us today. And we're going to jump right into this song and one more from Lyrical Lyn off the new EP. And it's called Healing Song.
I have a
hunger at the desire, a need that only you can feel. And through the crowd and through the noise, my only focus is on you.
stop me. No, no, no. Nothing's gonna stop me.
That's Healing Song by Lyrical Lynn from her brand new EP, I Won't Hold Me Back.